Proclamation number 8588 of 16th of August, 1963. God's abundant love for his creatures. One day you will also understand why my love constantly persecutes you. When you will enjoy the glories of my kingdom and remember the time when you found yourselves in great adversity because you still kept yourselves distant from me. In view of the glories you will recognize my greater than great love and understand that this love could not give you up, that it constantly endeavored to give itself to you, to prepare a fate for you which precisely only love is capable of giving. And then you will return this endless love of mine with all your strength and be prepared to do everything for me. You will likewise want to lead all wretched to happiness, and you will take care of the wretched on my behalf, seek to bring it to me, that also this finds its happiness with me, because all creatures are my children, whom the Father only always seeks to make happy. But as long as you still walk over earth, you do not grasp this my exceedingly great love towards you. You do not know what love actually is. You do not know that my primal element is love, that I am love myself. And therefore also eternally cannot abandon any being, even if it has distanced itself from me in free will and rejected my love. The being had lost all knowledge, indeed through its own fault, but it is now completely ignorant. It does not know that it has emerged from a source of love power, that its original being is also love and that it can only then become happy again when it is returned into its original state, which it once turned into the opposite itself. And again I try to return this realization to it, but I can only do so under certain conditions, which the being has to fulfill first. For as soon as it receives a small light, the possibility of a free turn of will towards me exists, and then already its unhappy state improves, and a quiet approach towards me takes place, when love ignites again in the being, which it once extinguished itself. Love must be in you again, then you also safely return to me. Love alone binds you together with me. Love is my nature, and love gives itself away in wants to make happy. And love will therefore also bring about the change of the being, which again earns its highest happiness. But as man you can have no idea of the depth of my love, because your thinking is limited. But my love is unlimited. It does not cease forever, and everything what has come out of my love will be loved by me forever, and I will not rest sooner, until everything can create and work in blissful union with me, as this was my plan from eternity but which requires endless times to be carried out, because every being created by me possessed free will as a sign of its divine origin, and this free will alone has to establish the connection with me through love. But since the being resisted my illumination of love, since it rejected my love in the wrong idea that it did not need it, since the being fell into arrogance and rebelled against me, it lost all strength and all light. It lost its knowledge and fell into the deepest abyss, for I did not stop its fall because it happened of its own free will, because the being turned away from me of its own free will, and this therefore meant a lack of strength and darkness from which, however, it was able to ascend again at any time. For my love leaves no being in the abyss. It also helps the deeply fallen to ascend and only ever pursues the final return to me, which I will also achieve one day and whether eternities will pass over it. The being returns to me as my child and will let itself be permeated by my love again as it once was. It will attain light and strength and be able to work and create in its own will, but which has completely entered into my will. And this will give it bliss unlimitedly, and it will never be able to grasp that it has resisted the love of the Father for so long, and that is why its love will become more and more violent. It will burn to a blaze and in this love also again contribute to the redemption of that, which is still unhappy in the distance from me. For love is a power which accomplishes everything, love is a light which illuminates everything. And love will only ever give itself away and make blessed, for it draws everything into its sphere of radiation what once went out from me, as the eternal love, but distanced itself in free will and became unhappy. Love leads everything back again to the original source of love, and every spark of love unites again with the original fire of love. Nothing gets lost. Everything in love again goes the way back to me where it took its start. Amen.